Chapter 11. Kevin Disappears. "Please call your husband," Officer Cotton said to Aunt Sue, after Kevin had gone. "He must know. He's Kevin's father." Aunt Sue took out her mobile phone and called Uncle John.
"Hello, John," she said. "I've got bad news. Kevin may be in a little trouble."
We all heard Uncle John speaking very loudly. Officer Carlton took the phone from Aunt Sue.
"Mr. Hume," he exclaimed.
"My name is Officer Carlton. Please come to the Downsview Police Station. Your son needs your support.
Thanks. See you soon."
He gave the phone back to Aunt Sue. "We'll meet him at the station," he said. "I hope Kevin is feeling all right. He's been gone for a long time, and he looked ill when he left the room. I'll go and check on him." A few minutes passed, and nobody said anything. Finally, Officer Carlton returned, breathing very hard.
"Kevin isn't in the building," he said. "I looked everywhere. He wasn't in any of the toilets, and the receptionist told me he left the hospital some time ago. He's in big trouble now."
"Oh, no," we all said at the same time.
"I'm not surprised," said Aunt Sue. "He probably ran off because his father was coming here. Kevin and his father don't get along very well."
"This is very serious," said Officer Carlton. "We have to find Kevin. Does anybody know where he may have gone?"
Officer Carlton, Aunt Sue, and my mother looked at me.
"Janet," said Aunt Sue, "you and Kevin have become good friends these last few weeks. He keeps everything a secret from John and me, but maybe you know where he went."
I said, trying to think. "I don't know either. Wait."
My mind went back to the Saturday evening at the nightclub. Melissa's friends seemed to know Kevin, especially Marcy.
"Give me your phone, Mom," I said. "I want to call Melissa."
"Why do you want to call Melissa at a time like this?" asked my mother. "She's got friends who might know where Kevin is," I told her. I wasn't sure if I wanted to find Kevin or not. I was angry with him. He had left me in the shop when the theft took place. Had he known it would happen? Melissa answered her phone, and I asked her about Kevin's friends. Melissa said he was very friendly with a few of her girlfriends. "Who is his closest girlfriend?" I asked. "Is it Marcy?"
"Probably," answered Melissa. "I'll give you her phone number. Maybe she knows where he is."
Next, I called Marcy.
"Hi, Marcy. This is Melissa's friend, Janet. We met at the nightclub. Do you remember? I'm Kevin Hume's cousin."
"Just a minute," she answered. I heard somebody speaking quietly and a door closing.
"Janet," said Marcy, "of course I remember you. Kevin is here. He just arrived."
"Kevin is there? That's lucky. We've been looking for him," I said.
"Yes, he's here," said Marcy, "and he looks terrible. It's very lucky that my parents are away on holiday."
"Janet, I suggest you come here. Kevin has told me the entire story. If he knows you found him and that you're calling, he might disappear again. Please come here and speak to him in person. Maybe you can convince him to go back with you. I understand the police are looking for him."
"Okay, Marcy," I said. "Give me the address and I'll come as soon as I can."
Aunt Sue, Mom, and Officer Carlton were very happy that I had found Kevin.
"Brent will go with you to Marcy's place," said Officer Carlton. "He'll wait in the car and give you an opportunity to convince Kevin to go home with you. If Kevin doesn't cooperate, I'm afraid he'll have to intervene. We need to speak to him, and we will, even if it's by force. He can't escape from the police." Brent and I got ready to go to Marcy's apartment. We all agreed to meet up later at Aunt Sue's house. My aunt phoned Uncle John and told him to come home.
There was nothing to do at the police station now.
"I'm going to stay here and wait for the thief to come out of the operating room," said Officer Carlton. "Let's meet in 1 hour at Kevin's home and try and sort things out." A few minutes later, Brent and I were on our way to Marcy's place. Brent waited while I went up to the apartment and knocked on the heavy wooden door. Marcy opened the door and I went inside. Kevin was sitting on the sofa, staring at the television. When he saw me, he sat up, shocked.
"What are you doing here?" he asked.
Marcy turned off the TV.
"Detective work on my part," I answered. "But the real question is, why are you here? You're in enough trouble already. Running from the police is just going to make everything much worse."
"Well, don't you think that's obvious?" asked Kevin. "You got us into this mess. Why did you call the police?"
"Kevin," I started as I sat down next to him, "you know this isn't going to help. You need to confront what's happened. And that means you have to talk to your parents, too. I don't know how much you had to do with the theft, but things will only get worse if you run away. The police will think you're hiding something. Just tell the truth. You heard what the thief said in the hospital room. He said the theft was his idea alone. That will help you. Please come home with me. Brent is going to be there to help us talk about this. And he'll know how to deal with your father."
Kevin looked at Marcy, who was standing in the room and watching us.
"What do you think I should do, Marcy?" he asked. "Can I stay with you?"
"How long could you stay with me, Kevin?" Marcy asked. "And what would you do after you left?"
"Where would you go?"
"Janet's right. You should go home with her and deal with the situation. It'll only make things worse if you don't. The police will come and get you."
Kevin sat still and thought for a few minutes.
"Maybe I should just disappear and find a job in another city."
"That's a stupid idea," I said. "It's going to be your last year of high school. You have to take a maths exam in a few days, and you've learned enough to pass it. Don't tell me we did all that hard work for nothing."
Kevin looked sad. "I guess you're right," he said. "Let's go. I'm sorry I got you into this mess. I'm a terrible cousin."